From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Opposition protests in Guyana turn violent as riot police try to control the situation. Caribbean and other countries of the Americas agree on a start-up date for the FTAA. And Jamaicans in New York threaten a tourism boycott over police killings. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's riot police went into action in the streets of Georgetown today after demonstrations there escalated. The opposition's been stepping up its protest against the appointment of Dr. Roger Luncheon as head of the presidential secretariat. The governing party says Dr. Luncheon's role in the new administration reflects the confidence public servants, government and state functionaries have in him. But the decision is increasingly dividing the main political parties and threatens to plunge Guyana into a state of serious unrest. Colin Smith reports.
Demonstrations by the opposition People's National Congress, PNC, against the reappointment of Dr. Roger Luncheon as head of the presidential secretariat continued this morning. According to Police Commissioner Laurie Lewis, a group of these demonstrators occupied the main bridge of the office of the president. When asked to remove by the riot police, the protesters proceeded to lie down instead. A scuffle ensued and 27 protesters, including Mr. Robert Corbyn, the chairman of the PNC, and another senior member of the party were arrested. The police